JG3
Number 7B.
Okay, so therefore we continue on our adventure and we see, well, what would be the structure? How would this look if we had it as a holistic structure? So we say, well, then if this law is an elaboration of law, then, and that's an what we call an elaboration of the law. The law is principle being its own infinite principle, but when we elaborate and give a concession to the divine science level to understand what it means that principle is its own infinite principle, then as we've seen, mind is its own infinite principle. Therefore, mind is its own infinite mind. Mind is its own infinite spirit. Mind is its own infinite soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And therefore, we know we can make a matrix out of that statement where we say mind, therefore, is that which runs in the vertical column, is blending with mind in the horizontal. Mind is the dominant. We know in our work, we have the dominant always as the verticals. And it's blending as the horizontal. So mind as a vertical runs all the way through that tone. That's how come I have it in red. It is mind, 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 mind. And as mind blends with mind, mind blends with spirit, mind blends with soul, mind blends with principle, mind blends with life, mind blends with truth, mind blends with love. Or as we were saying, therefore that soul is its own infinite principle, therefore spirit is its own infinite principle, therefore spirit is its own infinite mind, spirit is its own infinite spirit, spirit is its own infinite soul, spirit is its own infinite principle, spirit is its own infinite life, spirit is its own infinite truth, and spirit is its own infinite love. And therefore that's why, of course, we have then in the study aid on page 33 what we call this matrix of infinity at this point. We'll see why we have that same matrix appearing in other places in a moment. But here we can see that this is a sevenfold reflection, or at this point it's a sevenfold capital self hyphen reflection of being going on. And this, therefore, is the elaboration of the law on the level of science itself. And we can see not only that soul runs vertically through the column of soul, 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 and principle, 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 and life, 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 and truth, 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 and love, 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 as they are also their own infinite principle. So together we have a blending of the 7x7 in this, what we call the matrix of infinity. That's how we would define this matrix on the level of science. It's that matrix that includes all other matrices. And we'll see in a moment why. And a matrix means what? What does a matrix mean? Why do we call it a matrix? A womb, all right. Okay, that's good, Mary Jane. So a matrix just means womb or a place of origin. Mrs. Eddy more or less described a matrix when she says that evolution or creation is the emanation from its own infinite self-containment. That would be a definition of matrix, wouldn't it? So a matrix is a womb or a place of origin, a cradle, the place in which anything is nurtured in its earlier stage, its source, cause, grid, pattern. So therefore, we can see this is the origin or place from which all things happen. And again, the impact of such consciousnesses on the world, people that are beginning to respond to this reality fact, people like Boehm, he, in his explicate order, seems to feel that the surface structure of reality as we experience it always is gaining its authority from some implicate order, and even calls that implicate order a matrix. that it goes into a matrix or a super matrix from which all information is. There's a reservoir of information in a super matrix which has all this information, and our surface activity is the explicate surface structure activity always gets its information from an implicate order, from that implicate matrix. And so you can see that somehow these thinkers are responding, if they're open, to what is. And so therefore we can see, well, that's what we see from the spiritual standpoint, that there is this matrix or womb or origin or cradle, call it the infinite principle God, when seen in its elaboration, is a womb from which all creation springs forth. From within the room, from within the self-reflection going on within this womb. So we will see that has a self-reflection which spirals outward and through the law of self-reflection, but that self-reflection also spirals downward. But first of all, we want to keep working with the law. So now we have made a concession to the 7,000-year period for our exercise. And if we were at the 7,000-year period of understanding, we could, in our quiet time, be able to say, mind is its own infinite mind. Mind is its own infinite gestalt of mind. There is no other mind than mind being its own infinite gestalt of mind or whole form of mind. Or mind is its own infinite spirit. That mind doesn't need anything outside of itself. Mind contains everything within itself. Therefore, mind is its own infinite spirit. Or mind is its own infinite soul. Or mind has within itself, in its own infinitude, its own infinite principle. And mind has within its own infinite principle, its own infinite life. Doesn't go outside itself for its life. Within mind itself is its own infinite life. And mind is its own infinite truth. It doesn't have to have something else tell it the truth. It is its own infinite truth. And mind is its own infinite love. Mind doesn't live in another realm, but within its own realm of love. And so mind is indivisible. It is an indivisible whole. Within itself, or spirit, and all that spirit is its own infinite mind. Spirit doesn't need anything else outside of itself. It has everything within its own infinite self-containment. So spirit is its own infinite mind. Spirit is its own infinite spirit. Spirit is its own infinite soul. Spirit is its own infinite principle. Spirit is its own infinite life. Spirit is its own infinite truth. It doesn't need anything outside itself to tell it what is true and what isn't true. It is its own infinite form, or just say its own infinite truth. And truth is its own infinite love. It's in its own infinite realm. And so it is with the other synonymous terms. And we exercise knowing what it means, just in consciousness, as we know, when we tonality build, consciousness build, and being build, we just sit back and realize as much as we know when, for example, coming back to mind, that mind is a gestalt, includes all the ideas of mind that's active in our consciousness at this point. Mind is an empty symbol. Now, if mind was an empty symbol, what would we have to do? We shouldn't be exercising on this level anyhow, should we? We should be working with the order steps to oneness with being. First of all, seeing that all is mental. The mental can be good and evil, step one and two. And then step three, thinking in terms of ideas. We should go back to the compendium work and find out through the compendium what are the ideas of mind. What are the ideas of spirit? What are the ideas of soul, principle, life, truth, and love? And then in step four, see how the ideas enter mind, interrelate to build tone mind. So we build up our tonality of mind again. And how all the ideas under spirit interrelate to build up tone spirit. Or how all the ideas under soul interrelate to build up soul, principle, life, truth, and love, till we get a hold of our tonality again. And then begin to see, well, therefore, if I identify with the tone, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, then on step five, then the mind which is God must be my mind. I have no other mind than the mind which is God. What is this my that has that mind? Oh, it's really the law of life, truth, and love is thinking me, mine. The law of life, truth, and love is really my spirit making me evolve. The law of life, truth, and love is really my identity of soul. This is step six. The law of life, truth, and love is really my governing principle. The law of life, truth, and love is really my life. The law of life, truth, and love is my truth. The law of life, truth, and love is my love. And then in step seven, well, if the law of life, truth, and love, which is God, is my mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, then on step seven, it must be I, mind. I spirit, I soul, I principle, I life, I truth, I love. Therefore, on the science level, mind, which is God, is being its own infinite mind. The mind, which is God, is being its own infinite spirit. The mind, which is God. Do you hear how you lose your identity? You lose that duality, not your identity, but the duality from seven to eight. It's not there anymore. It's just not I, mind. It's just the mind, which is mind is being its own infinite mind. It goes from the irrational through the rational to the irrational. Therefore, on that level, it's just mind being its own infinite mind. What happened to the I? It's not in the exercise. We don't feel badly about it because we have resolved the personal I into the I am, and that is a standpoint of being, a standpoint of awareness. It can't be written about. It's an experience. That's why the eighth day is a being. And so therefore we hear it again on Divine Science. I mind, I spirit, I soul, I principle, I life, I truth, I love. Science itself. Mind is being its own infinite mind. Mind is being its own infinite spirit. Do you hear that's an experience of consciousness? So it has no longer any questions asked about the system or anything. It's just eternal experience of consciousness which spirals higher and higher from a boundless basis. There life begins. Once consciousness is at that level in consciousness, in science and consciousness, therefore all the other levels drop off and there's just that level onward. So in the exercise, if we can't make the step from I mind, I spirit, I soul, I principle, I life, I truth, I love, from Divine Science to mind being its own infinite mind being its own infinite spirit, we've got to keep honest to ourselves in exercising in our daily practice, which wherever we find is probably down where the ideas, if we are honest. And with the interrelation of the ideas to build tone. Again, I am impressed, and you are too, with Max when he tells us in his tapes that every year he went over the synonymous terms for years and years and years after the 40s, always polishing his tonality. He would go through the textbook at least once a year, going all over all the references where mind appear and spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, just culturing tonality. Do we do it, you see? That's why the law is abstract glory. You see, so therefore, again, this is why we have our exercises until it becomes concrete being. So the exercise has to keep making concessions in order for us at our present state to get on with the understanding of the law. But we always have to understand that everything that we do is a concession beyond being. Ultimately, its principle being its own infinite principle. And we would get on with what it means because it's a state of experience. So when we see, therefore, that we, in the application, that we could make concessions to ideas, that's all the way down to the absolute Christian Science level, where we see man is a calculus of ideas. That's seeing the working with ideas. And so therefore, we can make the concession to divine science, to the capitalized terms with the law, and we can make the concession down to absolute Christian science and the ideas in order to get a hold of the law, as long as we know it's a concession to the ideas. For example, and we'll go over it different ways, we could say, well, the law really is principle being its own infinite principle. Well, we made the concession to divine science. Mind is being its own infinite mind. We can't handle it. It's too big. So we'll say, I have to make the concession to absolute Christian science. Therefore, mind is being its own infinite mind. Mind is being its own infinite power. Mind is being its own infinite power of mind. Or we could say, mind is being its own infinite power of intelligence. Therefore, there is no other power but the power of mind, because mind is being its own infinite mind. Or there is no power to the human mind, because mind is being its own infinite mind. But this is a concession to absolute Christian science, to the ideas of power, a mind being its own infinite power of intelligence, and to the Christian science level, where there is no power to the mortal mind. So the law can come all the way, it's dimensional in exercise, that's fine, because it's a holistic, dimensional teleological structure with its laws of holism, which are transformation to every single level. But as long as we know it's a concession, just to get exercise with the law. So if we want to work with different ideas in exercising with the law, do we just use any of the ideas of mind, or any of the ideas of spirit, or any of the ideas of soul when exercising with making the concession to absolute Christian science and the ideas? No. We want to stay system intrinsic, don't we? Where do we find a help to seeing what ideas we may be able to use on this level? But first of all, what would we do? What would let us know what ideas we could use on this level? What is it within our system intrinsic consciousness? If we can't use all the ideas of mind, then what ideas could we use on this level? All right? There are ideas that have to have an isness tonality, because it's that sense of science itself, an infinite sense. Okay? The ideas also have to have what other kind of tonality? All right? Probably much more no sense of creativity, of something else. But activity, I don't like that, because it is an activity. It's self-reflection. But we could say no sense of, like, bringing something into being, because it seems to be much more a restructuring of itself, doesn't it, Eleanor? So Eleanor says it doesn't have the tonality of absolute Christian science, of principle creating something, bringing something into being. So we wouldn't maybe want to use mind creating itself. It doesn't quite seem so good in an exercise. All right? Or mind causing itself. Uh-huh. Do you like it saying no operational sense on this level? Is it operating? A meaning is relational, so we have to see that a term like operating can take on many forms, yet still remaining the term operating. So on that level, is there activity? Okay. Because it's being its own infinite. Is that a static infinite? No, we saw that infinite isn't static. And another way of stating this law is the law of infinite self-reflection. When the self is reflecting itself as principle being its own infinite principle, according to the law of infinite self-reflection, that it's being its own infinite is an activity. Or is it just nothing? See, then we have to ask ourselves, is science a nirvana, that we get sucked up into a state of nothingness, though the mystics will say that nothing is a no thing, not a static state of nirvana? Is a science level a static state to us, to science? Can being be static? No. We can see that it's always, because of life, what keeps it from being static. Principle is its own infinite life. Life won't let it be static because the quality of principle is it lives. It can't get rid of it. That we know that God is life. Life is living. Life is moving. Life is progress. So if principle is its own infinite life, that's not something static. So therefore, that's why it says here, isness versus operational. That's really dangerous. One really has to know. Again, as Max mentioned when he went through this work with the laws, don't put any of this into cement. There'll come a time when you polish it. He was doing this in the 1970s. That's 25 years ago. So I think we had difficulty then. By operational, we're referring much more to the divine science level, meaning operating out of itself, through itself, as itself, and for itself. But ever since that, then the students have always taken this literally and said there is no operation, you see. Well, that's a literal interpretation. It's as opposed to divine science, a realm sense of operation. But on this level, there's activity. Okay. So, therefore, the criteria would be no human or mere material connotations, no anthropomorphic sense. So, when we take a look at the ideas of the synonymous terms as they structure themselves dimensionally, what is mind in its own realm that we have learned from that subject of structuring the ideas dimensionally? Power, okay. Mm-hmm. Power is good because power means the latent ability to act. That's good. It's even better than activity or force, isn't it? Ellen, is it? Yeah. When we looked up in our concept building through the compendiums, we found out that power was a more comprehensive term because power actually means the latent ability to act. And intelligence... Mm-hmm. Intelligence has the sense. Why would we say intelligence and not wisdom? Is God wise? We don't think mind is wise because we can see that somehow from our study that that all-knowing, all-intelligent mind has an impact on the human. The objective, it comes to the human as wisdom, to know. And then again, our concept building with wisdom in the compendium work, when we learned that wisdom meant to be wise, to differentiate between that and that, huh? That's wisdom. Yeah, intelligence is much more comprehensive term than wisdom, and it doesn't have all the connotations, human connotations as wisdom. So it's a more comprehensive term. And in our concept building with our compendiums on step 3, we found out that intelligence means to know the interrelationships of facts so as to guide all activity towards a desired goal. It's already a goal causality term. Do you see the necessity of studying the compendiums? To gain the meaning of these terms, ideas, and their values. So when we start exercising with these ideas, we know what they mean spiritually. And that's why the compendiums are there, to give them the spiritual definition. And it's sad if we skip that study, isn't it? Or parrots. If we're not scientists, we know we'll never get along. In any subject, it's we just, as time goes on, begin to value it's a science. And we begin to value it's a science just as Mrs. Eddy said, it's a spiritual mathematics. So as we saw yesterday already, that the mathematics in the physical realm is getting very close to the impact of the spiritual on the mental realm called mathematics. But yet we can see even in the mental realm of mathematics, there is already that discipline of knowing one has to start with addition, subtraction, multiplication. We would never, ever think of getting into an advanced calculus class. It's just very hard for us as religionists to take the subject scientifically. This is why I mentioned when I first started, I feel we're at a very critical point. Either we become the religion of the science of Christian Science, or we are the science of Christian Science. And this is, I think, it's very critical time that we live in. and therefore spiritually. So, and this just is something that we love. So, if every year we could go back home, even start with the compendiums again and polish those ideas we're not clear on. One of them could be creator. Intelligence, mind is intelligence. It's always when we talk about mind, we go back to intelligence because, as Ellen says, it seems to be that comprehensive term. And then we don't use our schoolgirl, schoolboy definition of intelligence. We know that it's a goal causality term. It's a wholeness causality term. It operates knowing the purpose right from the beginning. That's what mind and love is always coupled together. So intelligence defined as knowing the interrelationship of all ideas so as to guide all the ideas towards a desired goal. It is mind that guides all its intelligent activity as spirit's development, as the identity of soul, as the government of principle, as the method of life, as the form of truth to its plan of love. Mind's intelligence is guiding, leading all activity towards its desired goal. That's what it means to be intelligent. Yeah, it also knows everything in itself. And at that point, when Mrs. Eddy saw that the mind which is God was her mind, and that was an all-intelligent mind that knew the end from the beginning, and that mind knew itself, is when she said that then the synonyms came and the system came and everything came. Because if the mind which is God was her mind, and that mind knows the end from the beginning, and that mind knows itself, its mind being its own infinite mind, and mind is knowing its own infinite self, and if the mind which is God was her mind, and she had no other mind than the mind which is God, and when she got Mary out of the way, it was just listening through divine revelation of mind explaining mind to mind. Listening. And therefore, we see that. So the term is very appropriate, intelligence.